This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Your guys' show starting is the beginning of a new era.
So glad you guys are able to team up together for the afternoon show.
All right, well, we navigated that pretty well. I was worried, but I'm always worried. So. Yeah, that's my bit.
My bit is good vibes.
I think those are good vibes, babe.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday bath? Yeah. Oh, that's the Spiegel and Holmes show.
I might swerve in that corner.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
See Matt Spiegel over there.
We love the Coach Spiegs.
Are you noticing that?
Well, I will tell you, Spiegs, if you've noticed it, I've noticed it.
Lawrence Holmes, put a star on it.
I have the driver in my bag. Today's a day for the driver.
Now watch this drive. Nice one, Lawrence.
How will we handle?
Craig Council joining us.
All right, that was fun.
Nico Horner.
It's good to be back. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
Miss your voice.
Oh, that's nice.
See,
you were supposed to follow that up with
Mr. Musk.
Picked off by Jalen Johnson.
Jalen, this is Lawrence Holmes. Jalen, are you muted?
He's muted.
Bringing your rookie-ness to me, Lawrence.
That's on me, man. That's on me.
Forget about it, cut.
Bob Costas.
Matt, thank you very much. And Lawrence, stop dominating the conversation the way you have over the last several minutes, really.
Joe Buck.
This is a one-way relationship. I don't think I've ever asked anything of Matt. I think the last time I was in this imbalanced of a relationship,
yeah.
I married her.
Hey, man.
I don't care who they put on. Joe Buck's on, I turn the sound down.
Holy shit. Chicago.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Lawrence, everything's fine. Matt, everything's fine. Tanny, everything's fine.
It's like doing radio, right? You're only as good as your teammates. So, you know, Tanny comes in and he's a magician with his sound. And then you guys come on and your guys' team is great there. That's why your show is good. Football's like that, too. You can't be good by yourself.
I mean, goosebumps. Let's kick off this show with a bang.
I mean, let's go.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We are commercial free for the next 23 minutes. We've got a lot of things that we need to discuss. Team is all together. Well, kind of. We'll explain. I'm here. Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Matt Spiegel, and he's not here. Where's Speaks?
Hello. I have to, like, keep it under control a little bit. I'm in a fancy restaurant on the North Shore of Chicago. I'm in Wildfire. up in Glenview in a little private room off here. I'm going to do one of those baseball after dark things with Michael Bush as soon as we're off the air at 6. And this is above the pay grade and the fanciness to which I am accustomed, Lawrence Holmes. So I wasn't even comfortable going, hello. I wasn't even comfortable doing that, you know?
It's a weird thing when we're in spaces that are not ours, you know, and you have to be like, oh. I remember I did a show with Dan from Arizona State, and they've been something like, Gail Fisher is one of the professors down there. So I was like, hey, would you mind if I use the production studio? And then you realize how much noise you actually make when you do a radio show. It's a lot.
Yeah. It's a lot of noise. It's a lot of energy. I mean, it annoys my family when I'm home, so I look forward to annoying everybody here at Wildfire. But this is going to be cool. Michael Bush is going to drive up here, and he's going to hang out. I don't know what kind of mood he's going to be in. Probably okay, because he's a delightful kid, and he's not really the problem right now. But that's not a great showing. We got a ton of Bears stuff to get to. It's going to be a huge Bears show, but I know coming out of the gate and coming out of Cubs post game, losing 2 out of 3 at home to Kansas City in late July is not what you had in mind.
No, and right now, bottom 7, Brewers now lead the Mariners 10-2.
Yeah, they're good. They're not going anywhere, and that series looms next week. Tell people what we're going to do, though, because we got a lot of stuff. I know we got to say hello and do the do.
Here's what we have coming up on today's show. Mark Grody is going to have a Bears hit, one word, for us at 5 o'clock. And looking at what he has sent in and knowing I actually ran into Chris Emma in the hallway and knowing what he thought about practice today, this should be interesting. We're going to get get the listener caught up on some of the goings-on up there at Halas Hall. Then we're going to talk a little bit more Bears if we can, and we got some fun stuff with Venus. But I know that you want to talk about what happened inside this series, and I know that just looking at the text messages and looking at the mob as I logged in this afternoon, there are a lot of people that are trying to figure out if the Cubs need to do something, you know, yesterday to try and make their roster better.
Yeah, they're late, man. You and I talked about it yesterday. I think they're late to get themselves that starting pitcher. And I understand you want to wait because prices go down as the deadline comes and deadlines make deals. But you cannot wait any longer. Time is now. And you got to make your choice and go in. And there's some goings on today. Look, Colin Ray has had a really good year and has been a wonderful addition. But I don't think he should take the Tuesday spot when you are in Milwaukee next week. You've got 3 in Milwaukee. The Monday game is set up to be Matthew Boyd, who was nails again.
So good last night.
Unbelievable, man. 7 shutout, and the way that he screamed after that strikeout to end the 7th, just badass. Wednesday game is set up to be Shota. Okay, so the Tuesday game could be anybody that goes today. How about Sandy Alcantara, who threw 7 shutout innings for the Marlins this afternoon? I have not needed much to get to the spot where I'm thinking, this is where Alcantara shows you that he's close enough that you go ahead and make the move. ERA's been bad. The year's been what it is. But Alcantara went today, and he was great. 7 shutout innings, didn't walk anybody, struck out 4, got like 9 ground balls, including 2 double plays. Seth Lugo went today. We obviously just saw that. Dylan Cease goes tonight. He's in trade rumors today.
Yeah.
But Alcantara's my guy, Lawrence, and I want to make that deal. By next Tuesday, I would love to see Boyd, Alcantara, and Shota be the 3 that go for the Cubs in Milwaukee. That sounds a lot better than what it is right now to me.
The Dylan Cease thing is popped up. I mean, the rumor even made its way to MLB.com, you know? So the idea that the Cubs are one of the teams that are looking at Dylan Cease as someone to add to their rotation, that is I find that to be tantalizing. That's the type of guy that you talk about swing and miss stuff. He's got it. He's got all the swing and miss stuff. If you had to choose between those two guys, would you still choose Alcantara over Cease?
I would still choose Alcantara because the contract means you get him for another year or even 2, you know? So you're making a deal and you're going to have to give up a lot. But you get Alcantara, you know, coming off Tommy John, and you got a real shot that he turns back into one of the best pitchers in baseball, which he was like 18 months ago. So I do that. Dylan Cease was real good last time out, 5 1/3. I think he struck out 8 or 9. Before that, he gave up 6 earned runs. Before that, he gave up 4 earned runs. He's been up and down like crazy. And Cease is a free agent to be. So that's a rental. Like, it depends. Can you stomach giving up Owen Casey if you're Jed Hoyer right now?
I don't want to call him untouchable because that's – I don't like that idea. I don't like the idea of giving him up. I really don't, because you don't know if you're going to get Kyle Tucker back. You already gave up Cam Smith. I guess that you could just say, hey, well, we'll just make Sayer our right fielder going forward. That's one of the RBI leaders in Major League Baseball. I would be uncomfortable if the Cubs did that.
I understand. It's a tricky spot because there is no guarantee you sign Tucker. And if it's not Tucker and it's not Casey, it might be a free agent. It might be somebody else that's out there that you go and grab to fill that spot. But I think Alcantara, with the way that he pitched today and the way that he's capable of pitching, I think 5 days from now, Sandy Alcantara is going to be an ace on a contender. And that like, he's going to be a Yankee, or he's going to be a Met, or a Dodger. Like, he's not going to make his next start as a Marlin. I think this was it. And 5 days from now, he's starting for somebody else as a front-of-the-rotation power righty, and I think it ought to be the Cubs.
Well, they clearly need help there. Like, that's an issue that came about inside of this. And by the way, the Alcantara Cease game, you know, was right there for people today. So if you wanted to take a look at both of those guys, they were right in front of each other out there doing work. So I know that they need starting pitching. I know that. And I think that I don't want to see the Cubs. I understand why bullpen games happen. Sometimes you're trying to, in the case of Matthew Boyd, maybe it's not you're asking him to skip a start, but you're saying, let's give him an extra day because the workload that you're putting him under. That always makes sense to me. I would like to see the Cubs be in a position over the last 50 games of the season where that doesn't happen that often. And that means you have solidified starting pitching.
Yeah, it shouldn't. And if it does, man, it's like it. Sometimes you're gonna end up having to do it, but it's gotta be a last resort. There's too many bullpen games by choice, and I just, man, Craig Counsell, we didn't get a chance to talk to him yesterday, but before the game, the night before when Ben Brown started, he said out loud, "We are short at starting pitcher. We are short." And I don't know if we gave that enough run and gave that enough thought process that the manager is willing to say it out loud. We are short. So pressure's on, and Jed's got to move now.
So one of the things I like about Craig Counsell is that he doesn't lie. Like, he's out there seeing some of the same stuff that I think any legitimate Cubs fan is out there seeing, saying, we just don't have enough out here. And I felt bad for Colin Ray today. You're watching Colin Ray, and Pasquatch had him dialed up, man. Like, he was ready for anything that Colin Ray was going to throw him.
Pasquantino is Pasquatch. I love that. I like that dude. Did you see him? He tweeted last week that sometimes he's like out hanging with the Latin players, like on the field, and they're having a little conference and they're talking about stuff, and he just tries to like throw a word in so it makes it seem like he understands what's going on, so he can be like supportive and appreciative and a good teammate. He's like, bueno. He's just throwing
claro que sí. Yeah, just throwing stuff around to pelota, sí.
Yeah, like, you know, he wants to add to the esprit de corps. That's delightful.
I like but that. Man, that's how teammates should be.
Yeah, I totally agree. There's you know, you could do the work to learn Spanish. Of course, that's another option, but it's a lot.
By the way, we had the discussion because I think I had made up. I had talked about how I'm bad at math, and Duolingo now has math. So if you're,
does it really?
Yes, it's now one of the courses that you can take on Duolingo. Wow. Is math. So I'm now.
Oh my God!
I am now toggling between math and Spanish on Duolingo.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing.
I mean, honestly, that's like kind of just fun with numbers.
It is fun with numbers and fractions.
That's
and,
why Lawrence does it.
And whatnot. Get how fun it is.
I got to take you on the chess app again, the chess.com. I think we've only played once, you know? And I'm not afraid of you.
No, I know you're
not. I probably should be afraid of that smoke. Maybe I should be afraid
no,
of that smoke.
No, not at all.
But, you know? We should do it during the show. That's how you beat Wojo. Actually, I guess we do beat Wojo.
Yeah.
So
now we got to take care of our friends over at BZ. Like that's who we're chasing now. Just them though.
So look, there's a ton of stuff out there on the deadline. Texture saying, give me Taj Bradley and Pete Fairbanks from Tampa. Taj Bradley pitching tonight against the White Sox. Like everywhere you look, and it seems to all be today. There's trade targets out there pitching for other teams, and we'll have a chance to talk about it. We've been talking about it for a long time, but you guys were hot for this in the pre-show chat, and understandably so.
Wait, like, before you go to that, there is a little piece of Chicago baseball news that I did want to share with people, and it does have to do with the games this weekend between the White Sox and the Cubs. So, remember how everyone was like, hey, why don't the White Sox put games on free television along with CHSN? And until they got the Comcast deal done, that wasn't really something that they were going to be able to get away with. And now that the Comcast deal is done, they can. So this just crossed a little while ago. The White Sox are going to have a new 7-game agreement between CHSN and Weigel Broadcasting, the U, and it's going to start this weekend against the Cubs. So if you're someone that's been sitting there and you don't want to do cable or Xfinity Stream or Fubo or anything else, now you can watch the at least 7 games in all of the Cubs White Sox series on WCIU. So it's all 3 of the Cubs series, then Friday, August 8th, Friday, August 22nd, Friday, August 29th, and Friday, September 19th. So the 7 games that you can now watch on free television of the White Sox, starting with the Cubs and the White Sox this weekend.
That's pretty great. That's pretty great. That's just in time for this series, so you can see it. I mean, I don't know what this does to Piano with Yvonne. I guess it's no longer even part of the mix at this point. CIU should pick it up just to give it some more run.
Yep. Say it with me. Southside. Stand up.
Yeah, very understated. Oh, I like that. That's good. All right. But yes, the thing that we were hot for is what's going on at Halas Hall. And we're going to get a Bears hit with Mark Grody coming up at 5:00. And he's got a lot of stuff. And the practice today was really interesting. So make sure you stick around for that. But Tanny went and found, because the Bears do a lot of cool video stuff on their own website. And he found some stuff with Ryan Poles talking more. So Spiegs has been on this thing. He's like, look, this is kind of Ben's team, and this is how it's going to be run. I think that Ryan Poles inside of here speaks to this a little bit. This is Ryan Poles with the Bears crew talking all things your team as they start training camp.
It's funny, when you go through a hiring process, you have all of these different criterias and things, characteristics, skill sets that you're looking for, and when you actually get started with that person and you see those things just flashing at you, it gives you a lot of comfort in knowing that you have the right person in charge and he's getting this team right. And I love the mentality that he has. Yeah, you feel it in the building, the excitement, the intensity, I believe has gone up. Ben and his crew just bring a different level of energy. I love DA. Dennis Allen, just he's got a swagger, confidence to him, aggressiveness that I like, and I think that amplifies the whole building. So what Ben won't tell you, Ben lifts in the morning like really hard. He throws around like real weight, like full cleans, everything. So you hear him in the weight room in the morning too. So he gets after it. So it starts the day out that way. I'll peek out there and see what kind of weight he's throwing around. It's impressive.
You feeling you need to step up your game in there?
I do. I do.
Oh, that's amazing. So Ben is setting the tone with the weights and setting the tone with the aggressiveness, and Ryan Poles has to step up. Love that.
Yeah, man. Like it's one of those things. You want to start the day early, and you want to get in there, and you want to do some stuff, man. Like that's what it's all about. But what about this offensive line? What about what it is that they have and how they've been built is interesting to Ryan Poles.
It's a combination, not just experience playing the position, but also experiencing different combinations of guys and acquiring different guys from my time in Kansas City, from his time in Detroit, and in Miami. We know what good lines look like and how they operate.
What?
And I think it's a very specific thing about that position. It takes a certain character to plug into that line to make it all gel together. And that was key, is getting the right type of talent on that offensive line. So when you have, you know, Jonah and Tooney and Dahlman available, I think that's the big thing, is they have to be available for you. You know what it looks like, but the availability is the key. And then can you execute to get them in the building? And these guys was a right combination to be available for us this year. Ben and I saw it very similar in terms of the characteristics of each position and what they need to bring, on top of the leadership and experience that they bring as well. So it worked out really nicely, and it's good to work side by side with someone that shares a vision. And we also challenge each other for, you know, things that you don't see exactly aligned, and you work through that. And it's been really an amazing partnership so far.
You know, hard to put on paper, but do you have an idea of how you're going to intermix the reps at left tackle?
Not this moment. I know, you know, Ben and Dan Rochard kind of have a plan for that, and I trust that plan. They're going to give those guys an opportunity to showcase their ability and see who not only stands out in terms of the skill set and execution of it, but also who works well with, you know, Joe and the guys, you know, inside of the left guard, who works well together there too. So we'll do that. And then the one thing we've talked about is just also, while working through that, really emphasizing versatility. Mm. You know, we've been through it way more than we should here in terms of shuffling our line around, but we know historically across the league you're going to have to do a little bit of that.
Right.
So the versatility is going to be key. So while we're going through that competition, we're also going to be very aware of the versatility and having guys play different positions so that we always stay strong up front.
I wonder if Ryan Poles is going through some of the allergy stuff that a lot of us are going through. So maybe
I hear it in your voice now that you say it. Yeah,
like maybe there are words that he can't quite get to.
Like what?
Like available?
No.
Did I hear that right?
Maybe available.
But he said it like three times, and I'm like, maybe it is like monopsony. Instead of monopsony, it was like a word.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, is there another word that I just don't know?
You know,
if somebody says a word like that enough, you start thinking that you've been saying it wrong your entire life.
No,
like
I will not let the Bears gaslight us any further, okay? You know, I like the term available. You know, it's the best type of available, because there's no I.
Selfless availability.
There's no I in available. Wait, but don't we want the eye in
No, it's selfish. If you're available, sorry. See, I'm clearly a selfish person. I got the eye in there.
So look, I always thought that the best ability was availability, but you're telling me the best ability is actually availability because it removes the eye?
Isn't that what you asked for $250 on Wheel of Fortune?
I'll take an eye.
I'll take available.
You referenced it in the setup, man. It is Ben Johnson's show, and I am so here for it. Hey, Ryan, how are you going to split up the reps? I don't know. Talk to Ben. Talk to Dan Rauschauer. You know, it's like those guys.
Lines look like and how they operate.
Yeah, that part.
Well,
no. To the no, no, no. Hell to the no. To the no. To the no. All right, no, no.
He knows.
Tanny, I'm going to need you to flag that for the first time we talk with Olin. Just flag it.
It took everything in my being to not bother Olin and just sent him that as a text message. I thought for sure you would. But
I might.
Yeah, we should as a show.
Yeah, we should probably send that to
like,
him.
I really hope we don't hear this being referenced in Olin's analysis this year. You get to week 8 and they've got some injury issues and all of a sudden Olin's got a reference. But, you know, these guys know what good lines look like. You know, like I could see it happening. I just hope it doesn't. None of us want that to happen.
Well, Ryan, I think, knows what good lines look like. He just hasn't built one. He hasn't been able to scout and build them. So hopefully these guys will be able to put one together. But you know how this works. If it doesn't look good, it's going to be blamed on polls. And if it does look good, all the shine is going to go to Ben Johnson and Dan Rauschauer. And frankly, that's part of Ryan Poles' deal with Kevin Warren, is that, yeah, man, I get to stay, but we're going to hire a dude who knows better than me, even though he's just a coach, and I'm going to let him do his thing, and I'll take my new paper, and I'll get nice alignment, but it's Ben's show, and Ben makes the call, and Ryan Poles has got to be okay with that, and I think he is.
Well, he does have to be okay with it, and they're probably paying him enough for that to be the case, that he's okay with it. I'm glad to hear it. I thought that the word sounded weird, but that whole thing about the offensive line, yeah, that's one of those pull quotes. That's a quote that everyone who is covering this team in one way or the other has filed. And when you see it not go well, it's like, oh, well, then I thought they identified it.
We know what good lines look like and how they operate.
You sure about that?
Exactly. That sort of thing happens.
But just remember, and like we were on this yesterday when we listened to Ben talk and we stopped the tape and talked about it, and Brad Biggs was on it this morning. Ben Johnson doesn't even know what run scheme they're going to lean on yet, because he's waiting to look at his players and see what they do well. So he's waiting to look at his players and see who's going to be on this line, see who's actually going to be there. So he's going to tell Ryan Poles what a good line looks like.
Well, the good thing is, though, is that those two schemes actually fit together. You should probably be running both. You just have to kind of major in one. And I think they're going to major in wide zone. But
you do?
Yeah, I did a whole deep dive this morning. I started looking
at
tape and stuff.
Well, that's good. That's good. I love when you geek out like that. Because Mully asked Biggs a good question. He's like, is that going to be contingent on whether the quarterback is comfortable behind the center as much as they want to do? I thought that was a great follow-up.
The quarterback has to be very comfortable with it. I think it has a lot to do with that because it's the quarterback. But I also think the running back and the skill of the running back plays a big role in whether you run gap or you want run wide zone. Just looking at the history of DeAndre Swift, I feel like he's more of a wide zone guy, because you're going to trust that guy to pick where he's going to run versus telling him where he's going to run in gap. So it's something to keep in mind as we keep furthering our education in both schemes and how they play off of each other. But Mark Grody is going to join us. He was at practice today, and we're talking to him next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you.
Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Yes, sir. Bears training camp coverage on The Score is presented by Chevy Drive Chicago and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado. The official truck partner of the Chicago Bears, Mark Grody, joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Groats, it is good to see you. I know that you've been busy from dawn till dusk when it comes to watching Bears practice. What was valuable from being out there and experiencing it and watching it today?
Well, guys, yeah, this was the first official practice of Bears training camp 2025. Ben Johnson's first official training camp practice. They went for about an hour plus today, relatively short, not overly complex practice, it seemed through my eyes. And yes, it did occur early in the morning. That is worth noting to people that all of these camp workouts will be early in the morning. I don't know if it is part of the strategy, but it certainly helped to beat the heat today. It was comfortable out there, believe it or not, as uncomfortable as it is right now, at least in the city of Chicago and the part of the city in which I live. Caleb Williams was just okay today, is the way I would say it. I don't know that anybody necessarily starred defensively. We get into more of the specifics, but I'm just giving the quick rundown right now. Caleb Williams, as a matter of fact, guys, threw an interception on his first pass of the day that landed in the hands of Tremaine Edmonds. And then just a little bit of news here, guys. There was no Luther Burden III, the second-round rookie wide receiver, did not practice, presumably still dealing with that soft tissue issue, which popped up in the last day of the rookie camp in the off-season program. We did not talk to Ben Johnson nor anybody who could shed light on that situation. And I'll kind of admit it, we as a collective, and I'll just point the thumb, I would say, we didn't ask about Luther Burden the first day. So I think there was an assumption by a lot of us that Luther Burden would be good to go. He was not good to go today, which was a little bit jarring. And then Braxton Jones did practice, I would say, limited, no designation. So that's a Mark Grody designation. Same with Colston Loveland. Looked like he was limited in the participation he had out there for the Bears today.
Boy, that's a terrific summation there from Mark Grody from Bears practice. I know you got lots of tape, but let's get in.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. You said you didn't talk to Ben. Was Poles around? The big conversation about him not taking questions. He did some media.
with the team that we played a little while ago. Was he around? And I wonder how available he's going to be. He referenced that he'd be available, even though he didn't take questions yesterday.
He did, Spiegel, and you know, my reporter's ears perked up when he said that. It's like, oh, okay, you're gonna be around. So I don't know if that means that he is going to entertaining, as you said, that did go on the podcast, and I think he's scheduled to do more of that type of stuff as the offseason goes on. I don't know if maybe eventually there'll be a collective Q&A. He'll be out there. I didn't necessarily lay eyes on Ryan Poles today, but I can only assume that he was out there, as he is just about every day for all of these training camp practices, as George McCaskey was out there today. George McCaskey will pop up about every other day on the sidelines and hobnob with some of the reporters. Kevin Warren was not actually out there today. I guess that's important as we really get down to it with this stadium thing. 2026 is not that far away.
Yeah, we're running out of time for those shovels to be in the ground. I can tell you that much.
That's backyard, Lawrence.
That's the truth,
just
guys.
In his backyard.
So I did not see Kevin Warren on the premises today, but that doesn't mean again that he was not out here today either.
So Grody, we've heard all offseason long, like we started asking around of our friends who are in Detroit, that there is a no nonsense way that Ben Johnson goes about running practice, and from what I saw, apparently that played out today.
Man, part of this whole Ben Johnson yelling things and the way he articulates and the way he runs a practice during the offseason program, I was kind of like, oh, okay, let's see if this is really what it is, or if this was just my first couple weeks on the job template, you know, be hard on these guys early. But oh my God, we had, guys, the best Ben Johnson eruption that we've seen so far on the Bears watch. There were two back-to-back botches of plays by the Bears offense, getting set, and Caleb Williams trying to get guys set up and in the right place. All of a sudden, on the second time around, this is what I saw. And again, we couldn't get much clarification on this because the Ben Johnson was not speaking today. And we'll get into a little bit with Cole Kmet here in just a little bit as well. But as they were again confused getting the line set, Ben Johnson comes running up there. You could hear him. We're on field one. We're hearing him yelling. You can't really hear the specifics. And then all of a sudden, he just kind of waves his arms and pulls the starters off the field. He did a Tom Thibodeau. He's like, everybody is coming off of this field here right now. Everybody sit your ass down. And then they put in whatever it was, the second stringers. And then they were back in, of course, you know, not far after that. But it was a pretty amazing moment. And as a matter of fact, guys, this one, we did get a little bit of reaction on this here today. Cole Kmet on Ben Johnson pulling the starters at one point because they were disorganized. Cole Kmet, did this surprise you?
No, not at all. That's I think that's on par for how Ben is. So
did you repeat what he said? Or
no, I don't think so. I think I was actually a little exhausted, so all I heard was a little bit of yelling, and I knew that obviously things weren't going well there for the last few plays. But no, I think that's on par for Ben. If you're not doing it right, he's going to get you out, and he's not going to just see that stuff continue. So it's just a lesson to us that, you know, you got to be on the details. We got to be on the details going into practice and in order to get our reps in. Because, you know, unfortunately, when that type of stuff happens, we got guys now missing out on reps, and those are opportunities for guys, you know, whether to make a team or whatever. So all the reps are important, all that matters.
Cole, was that just early install kind of sloppiness with new stuff?
I would just say it's stuff we should know.
So this is an offensive scheme wizard with a great playbook and a great feel for the role of play caller, but he also clearly is a hardo. Maybe he's been like trying to prove that his whole football life, but it's been obvious from the way he's talked about the last 3 years, and he's lifting like crazy every morning and making sure to prove everybody, Lawrence, that he's got some Dan Campbell in him. He's got some classic football toughness in him as well.
We continue to diminish this, and I want to like also add this into the profile, the coach profile of him, quarterback. Don't forget that part of it.
Competitive.
And used to yelling at people when they don't do stuff right. Like that's part of the mindset of someone who is going to be in charge of an offense and in charge of a team. I'm just curious, Who was leading the second team at quarterback?
Yeah, interesting. These first crack at second string today, ladies and gentlemen, was Case Keenum. Case Keenum was QB2 today. But tomorrow's going to be huge because they did say that they're going to kind of rotate that. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if that actually is the case. But it was Case Keenum and then Tyson Bagent.
That's a good question, though, Lawrence. And it makes sense. Like, if he's trying to say, come on, guys, you don't know what you're doing. Here's a guy who does know what he's doing. Let's go ahead and put the aged Hall of Famer at the bank. Is he there? I don't know.
No, he's had to play too much. We were supposed to do that during All-Star break, that we'd go to Monte Carlo and we'd induct the first class of Hall of Famers at the bank.
Yeah, we got to get it in before preseason games start. We got to do it.
I think it's
Case
a good idea.
Daniel, man. You know,
he's going in first ballot.
Yeah, first ballot, right, and we know him. So that's a pretty big deal. It was funny about this yelling stuff that some people were saying. I don't remember who was I talking to. So I was talking to one of the reporters. There's a lot of reporters out there. I can't possibly remember everybody.
Weedsy.
But, yeah, maybe let's just say for the sake of the conversation,
Finley.
It was Weedsy. Yeah, it was Finley. Finley, Weedsy, Finley. So I was talking to one of those guys out there. And they're saying, you know, the previous staff never did this. I don't remember them ever yelling. I don't remember them stopping plays when there were issues. And my answer was, I don't know if that staff knew how to identify things when they went wrong. And Ben Johnson is really good at identifying things when they are going incorrectly on the offense, and he reacts.
So is Colston Loveland on a ramp up, or is he working out?
No doubt a ramp up, and again, we didn't get any kind of clarification, but you could see what he was doing today. He was just working off to the sides. He was participating in individual drills with his teammates. Literally saw him, you know, sprinting down the field, doing some out routes with the rest of the tight ends room. From my eyes, watching him, it looked like it's hard to like say like he's favoring anything or anything, but I don't think he was going 100% in anything that he was doing. And I can tell you that I never saw him line up once with the team, whether against air, as we like to say. That means that there is no defense when they're lining up and going through drills. When we say against air, because you'll hear that a lot without explanation.
Routes on air is a phrase that is used quite a bit this time of year.
Yes, and I feel like it's only within about the last 4 or 5 years that has really become prominent saying that. So just a training camp reminder when we use that type of phraseology. And then he did not Colston Loveland, the Bears first round pick, the tight end, did not participate in any of the 7-on-7s, did not see him doing any of the 11-on-11 work, but he was out there and doing real football drills on the individual basis. So that was good to see. So again, we'll continue to monitor that ramp up with these players. But Cole Kmet, of course, final cut from Cole Kmet. A lot of people very interested in what Colston Loveland might mean for Cole Kmet, but Cole was asked how it was today with the rookie tight end.
It was great, yeah. I know he's got a little bit more to go, but excited to see where he goes and see where he can fit in the offense and those type of things. You know, obviously a great athlete, you know, got great size, really fluid in his routes, got great speed too. So looking forward to seeing him develop this training camp and how he's going to help us this season.
Do you view that as a competition or kind of how you two can work together in tandem?
I think it's both. I think there's naturally areas where we're going to compete with one another just because we're in the same position and we're both pass catchers. And, you know, I always feel like despite if you're a tight end, running back, receiver, we're all competing with one another for certain roles in the offense. And, you know, nowadays they can put you anywhere. And so as long as you can show the coaches that you can handle certain things, they're going to put you all over the field. So, yeah, there's aspects of it that's competition, and then there's aspects where I think that we're going to be able to complement each other's game really well. So looking forward to see how that pans out. Looking forward to the competition. I think it's going to make both of us a lot better. But then when it comes to the season, it'll be fun to see how we complement one another on the football field.
We know they're going to be in 12 personnel a lot, and Cole Kmet is clearly going to be a good teammate. I love him admitting that it's competitive too. Go ahead. Like, that's – you know, iron sharpens iron. Theoretically, let them fight for reps since they can both be used all over the field. Because, Lawrence, that's Ben's thing. Like, he might use either one of them as both of the classic sort of tight end profiles.
There's no doubt. And with both of the running schemes, there's also opportunity for finding the tight end to be inserted into the formation depending on who pulls. If you're talking about a gap scheme or where he's supposed to be if you're doing wide zone stuff. So there's all sorts of stuff that he's going to ask these guys to do. And I'm glad that Cole is I'm not surprised. Like, he's a pro, but I'm glad that he is looking at this and he's saying, yeah, there's going to be opportunities for me. I'm going to have an opportunity to make plays, and this guy can help us win. Because all of the guys that have been there for a while, and Cole is one of them, they just want to win. Whether it's him or Jalen Johnson, they're so tired of feeling like they have a good team on paper and it not actually bearing out once the games count.
No doubt, man. And obviously it does add a lot with Cole Kmet being from here. And that's the other part I wanted to talk about with this. Like, Cole Kmet has carved out a really nice place for himself here. His public image is like at a 10. Everybody, he's a go-to guy. He was the media man of the year last year, the Good Guy Award, the Jeff Dickerson Good Guy Award. And he's always like, this is going to sound weird to say, it's almost like he's been the darling of that tight end room since the day he was drafted. It's kind of been his room, like his, what's Cole Kmet, what's he going to do for us? Is he going to improve this year? And now here we are 6 years later with Cole Kmet now being the veteran. Like, he, like, now he's the Jimmy Graham, you know, like he's that guy. And, but at the same time, it doesn't feel like Cole Kmet finished his ascension, at least in his mind. You know, last year was a rough year for Cole Kmet for a myriad reasons. But the year before that, I want to say it was the year before that, he had, what, 600 to 700 yards where he was an ascending player. And now it feels like he's going to have to fight for some of that time. That while he's going to keep a good attitude, because we know he's Cole Kmet, duh, I think there's a little bit more, like, the competition part should be taken seriously, and I think Cole Kmet is taking that pretty seriously.
Groats, strong stuff in the first half. We didn't want to rush you through some of this tape because there's more stuff that we need to go through. So let's take a break and come back, and let's hear from the Bears defensive coordinator, especially him talking about the guy that's missing from the Bears defense. More with Mark Grody next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all.
Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ah, Grody.
Anybody can get it, man. We ready.
It's the truth. We are in the middle of our conversation with Mark Grody. Spiegs, by the way, is at Wildfire, which is fantastic, for Baseball After Dark, which is presented by Huntington Bank. Life is a masterpiece. Make your money story a bestseller. And by Wildfire, join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating wonderful memories. As a matter of fact, Spiegs is also going to be there August 6th for Baseball After Dark with Matt Shaw. Can we give away some people to get people out there? If you're caller number 6, 312-540-0670, we will hook you up and we will get you in the room with Matt Spiegel and Matt Shaw on August 6th. Groats.
Looking forward to that. That one I think is going to be actually at the Wildfire in River North, which will be sort of a home game, but it's pretty cool to be up here in Glenview. And yeah, they're expecting a packed house for this event tonight, and it'll be really good to hang with Michael Bush. But I would not let baseball interrupt a Mark Grody Bears hit for any longer than we have. For God's sakes, let the man cook.
Groats, what's going on with Jalen Johnson?
Well, still not here. For people who are out of the loop, he is on the NFI list with a leg injury. The only timetable we have still at this moment is, quote, a few weeks, which could mean just about anything, I suppose. And again, you know, hopefully we'll get some sort of update on some of these things tomorrow when Ben Johnson is scheduled to speak once again. Dennis Allen, the Chicago Bears' fresh defensive coordinator, who, by the way, he presents really, really well. I actually mentioned that to Leland Marshall today, and then I'm thinking right now, you know what? Eric Washington presented really well as well. you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but Dennis Allen actually has a resume.
Exactly. And isn't that the beauty of this coaching staff? Like, for the first time, like, a new Bears coaching staff has a damn resume. It's so nice. But Dennis Allen today, it's one of the first things he was asked about, Lawrence, was the no Jalen Johnson present for a while. Here he is on that.
Yeah, look, I think number one is I know Jalen's going to do everything he can to get himself back and get himself ready as quickly as possible. He's a consummate professional. So I feel good about him being ready when his body's ready to go. So from that standpoint, not a ton of concern there. And I think really for us, our focus really has to be on the guys that we have out here right now. We're going to work on coaching the hell out of them and getting those guys better. And look, sometimes you have to face some adversity. And how do you overcome that? And we'll get a good opportunity to see, you know, who wants to step up in his absence. So, look, I mean, obviously we'd love for him to be out there. That's not the way it is right now. And so we're not going to get into, you know, what the consequences of that are or anything like that. We're going to focus on, just like I said earlier, we're going to focus on each and every day coaching the hell out of the guys that are out here, getting those guys better. And then when Jalen's out there, he'll add a lot to our defense.
That makes all the sense in the world to me. I share his lack of concern. Like we talked about yesterday, the only question to me has been, like, is there any of this other noise, any of this other stuff about, like, the contract thing or any of that other stuff? But it doesn't seem to be anything like that, at least so far. Right, Lawrence? And we haven't heard yet.
Yeah, I feel like this is legitimately – I don't think this is contract stuff. I think this is an injury. I would like to know what type of injury it is, but – I don't feel like this is some sort of power play by Jalen. I just think this is – he's probably working out and tweaked something, and they don't want to push him, and that's okay. But my hope is that few weeks is closer to 3 weeks than five.
Yeah, and I think the most important thing, guys, that was said on the first day by Ryan Poles was, quote, not overly concerned that it's long-term. So that was something that I needed to hear. Another thing that Dennis Allen will have to sort through this year Is his starting linebackers, TJ Edwards and Tremaine Edmonds, today, guys, we're rotating the Mike and Will linebacker positions. We know that Tremaine Edmonds, since he's been here, has been in the middle while you've had TJ Edwards on the outside. But here is the philosophy of Dennis Allen on that.
I think in particular early on in camp, I think it's important that you cross-train guys. Because you only have 53 guys on game day, and you're probably going to have about 22 defensive players to carry into a game. And so injuries happen. You have to make adjustments within the course of the game. And so the more guys that we have that can play multiple spots and do multiple things, the better we're going to be. Ultimately, what we want to be able to do is we want to be able to put our best 11 on the field. And so to do that, you have to be able to cross-train some guys. So you can mix and match and put guys in different positions.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, who's got the green dot? Who's comfortable making calls? I think that TJ Edwards has been a better linebacker than Edmonds has been. So I don't know what he values, but it sounds like he values putting the better one at middle. But we'll see how do you view it, Groat?
That's exactly how I view it. I think that's exactly what they, you know, when Dennis Allen went back and watched tape and Ben Johnson, like, okay, the playmaker in that version of the 4-3 defense is it from a linebacker position.
It's the weak side linebacker.
Is the weak side linebacker, exactly. And the weak side linebacker, by the way, has played in the middle before in his career. So, yeah, I mean, I do think it's important to them. I think that that's the way you're going to see it. But the cross-training thing is real with this regime. But I do think eventually TJ Edwards is going to be the Mike. And TJ Edwards actually was asked about it as well and what the difference is to him specifically, the difference between the middle and the weak side.
Good question. I think, you know, early in my career, started off kind of in the middle, so more like vision, right? You're kind of seeing, you know, that guard, center, guard to, you know, go to Will. You're now kind of more so seeing half in a way, right? You're seeing tackles to the back and things like that. So the vision, I'd say, is a little different, right? Your matchups are a little different. But I feel comfortable in kind of doing either, to be honest with you. You know, I played Mike for a long time, for most of my career, and then when I got here, I played Will, and really started to kind of get a feel for that, too. So either way for me, I'm cool.
So I love that we're in a spot where it's whatever the coach wants. It's whatever Dennis Allen wants on defense, too. So with both of them, like, I trust Dennis Allen's vision of how – it's not a segment, but it could be – but, like, how he's going to use these guys – and because, like, Edmonds was an Eberflus dream of finding somebody with that much length to be, you know,
to cover the middle third. Yes.
Yeah, to cover the middle third and, like, and to be his version of what he had in Indy and what he had in Dallas before that. And, you know, Edwards is a badass. So I'm looking forward to Dennis Allen's choice, guys. Like, I'm cool with whatever way he wants to go on this.
Yeah, and the thing is that with both of those guys, too, like, it's one thing to see guys on film individually. And in this case, you could watch the two guys play together. It's another thing when the DC can get his eyes in his defense on what the guys look like in what it is that he wants to run, and then figure out which one of them is more comfortable in each spot. So, sure, experiment with it. You have two veteran linebackers that seem to get it, that understand that this could be a little bit fungible for them at the position, and let's see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, look, let's be honest here. I think, and we have to use the relativity factor to Roquan Smith, that Tremaine Edmonds has been a little bit of a disappointment in a Bears uniform in terms of the playmaking. And, like, he's not a bad player. He's a leader. He's a starter in the National Football League. But the TJ Edwards has absolutely outplayed him, so they're going to give him, you know, the chance to make plays. Here's another little amusing moment today from practice, guys. And TJ Edwards is going to comment right here on Dennis Allen having the defense do up-downs before the full team drills. Good old-fashioned up-downs. Here's TJ Edwards on that.
It took me back to, like, 7th, 8th grade a little bit. You know, like, you're going a little bit. But it was funny. I was talking to Kevin Byard because I was just, like, checking my tempo a little bit. And, you know, your head just kind of straight down the whole time. But he was wearing green cleats today. So out of the corner of my eye, just like peripheral cleats. So I was just making sure I was kind of going the same as he was. But it was cool to kind of, you know, obviously when you're in it, it's not that cool. But when you get done, you know, and you all are kind of a little tired and then you go out to practice, it's kind of what you want. It's like that grimy kind of camp start.
Do you think the stuff like that actually work?
I mean,
no.
I understand it for sure, right? I mean, I think I've been doing this for a little bit now. But I think when you get the whole team buying in and knowing that every single person that's going to be on that field has to do it, right? There's no treatment. It doesn't matter what year you are, you're out there doing it. How, you know, offense alignment or defense alignment, things like that, you're going to be out there doing up downs. I think that's cool, right? And he let us know about it. He set the standard. He showed us what it was going to look like it was a drill, you know, like anything else. And again, that kind of just shows his expectation and what he wants it to look like. And I think afterwards we all laughing about it and stuff like that. But so it was a good time for sure.
Yeah, let's see if he's laughing about it in about 2 weeks.
help me out, guys, because I can picture it. But right now,
ooh. All morning, right. Morning, what's going on, boys?
I will try to get to Spiegs' question on the up down. Your feed got a little morning, boys. What's going on it?
Hey. Morning, boys. What's going on?
That's one of my favorite fights, by the way.
Yeah, it's still happening. You might want to just drop it and then jump back in. That's fine.
Hey, Lawrence, let me tell you, because I could tell you were a little cynical about how well something this would work, just so you know, and I want to hear what you have to say. But
I'm very cynical about something like this.
No, I know, but I just want you to hear what Dennis Allen said. I'll read it here, but Dennis Allen said that doing something like that builds culture, helps guys push through adversity, and makes guys mentally tough. You're not buying any of that stuff?
No, I'm not, and the reason why I'm not is because, and TJ spoke to it, usually that's also kind of used as a punishment. So seeing it used as a warm-up is a little bizarre. Like that's definitely bizarre. And it's one of the things that professional football players and, dare I say, high-level college football players hate.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I know, man. Look,
Dennis Allen's resume says that whatever he's doing is working. But I could imagine that when we get to joint practices and guys are dealing with that type of stuff, there's going to be some guys looking at each other like, really? We're doing this BS again?
Yeah, so up-downs in baseball is like when Brad Keller throws an inning, sits down on the bench, and then comes back and throws again. So that's what I'm thinking of.
No,
but it's
that,
a very, very
it.
Different animal.
Yeah, yeah. You're jogging in place and then hitting the deck. And, yeah, it is.
I decline.
You know, I was just thinking, like, because only the defense had to do this today. I was thinking, where was Tyson Bagent? Because I could totally see him be like, bro, up downs, man. Burpees up downs. Yo, what's up, guys? Let's do these up downs, man.
Yeah. Right, but maybe he did up downs when he was not CrossFitting his absolute face off.
Right? Oh, absolute burpee.
He's face off.
Right, he did like 7,000 burpees. He's the burpee king, right? I mean, it's like those are almost as grindy and painful and exhausting as the up down. And burpees are very effective, but man, are they hard.
I like the chicken sandwiches at Burpee King. They just unleash like a whole new line of chicken sandwiches that are way better than people realize.
Do they have the pickle menu? Is that the restaurant with the pickle menu, Spiegel, or is that something else?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's a, oh, you know, I think that's Sonic. Honest to God, they have a pickle menu. I was like, really? Are pickles that in? Pickles are a thing now.
Yeah,
it's
become a thing.
Kids love pickles.
I think that there's a couple. I think there now is a couple of energy drinks that have a pickle flavor. I also think that there are a couple of those electrolyte drinks that are pickle flavored, and that's kind of the, if you got cramps, the pickle juice is supposed to be the thing.
Yeah. And potato chips. Jason Hamill once had a cart of boxes of potato chips delivered to the Cubs locker room in 2016 because he was cramping. So that was a great moment. Right. We all got a bag of chips. So
I intercepted those. Yeah, that was great.
Did you get a box out of that, Spiegel? Did you get a box?
Mm-hmm. You bet.
You did? Did you really?
No, I didn't actually. Oh, but I just see could picture it. You could picture it. Sorry, Gross.
I could totally picture up downs. Up downs, burpees, all that good stuff. get Groats, the heart rate up.
That we've been talking about the NFLPA stuff all week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that you went and talked to some people about this too. Like, what do we need to know from the Bears and what they've thought about what's gone on?
Wow, it was very interesting today. And I'm very curious to hear how you guys react to that. I will say that I will give my reaction now. I thought it was Cole Kmet is the union rep. TJ Edwards is kind of like the second in command.
He's the alternate.
He's the alternate. That's the exact right way to put it, Lawrence. I thought their demeanor about this whole thing was straight up hilarious, maybe ambivalent. So here it is. The question to Cole Kmet, and I've put together a little back and forth. You're going to hear Cole Kmet and TJ Edwards in this bite. It's going to be Cole Kmet and TJ Edwards. And are the Bears union reps with Cole Kmet being the primary? The question that they're being asked about is the, as you guys have been talking about, the abrupt resigning of Lloyd Howell Jr. as the boss of the NFL Players Association. These guys, apathetic, almost disinterested. Here's Kmet and Edwards on the issue.
Yeah, I know a lot's been going on. I will say I've been busy for the past couple months between the nuptials and some honeymoon things, so I don't know if I'm the guy to ask. I was on a call a few weeks ago, but besides that, I'm not too sure as to the details as of everything going on.
I mean, obviously, like, I'm fresh off these up downs right now. I'm gonna go hit some recovery and stuff like that. But I know Cole was kind of talking about it too a little bit, and he's our rep for that stuff. And obviously, kind of a lot of things been out in the news and everything like that. Something that we're still on calls talking
him.
About. But you know, for me right now, I'm kind of just kind of locked in on what's going on here.
And I'll take one more swing.
Oh man!
In your next league,
I'll take one more response for you. I'm gonna go hit this recovery. No, I got you.
What do you need in the next leader, whoever it may be?
Yeah, I hear you. Like I know, like I got you. But you know, for me, I don't know a ton in terms of that right now. There's still a bunch of calls going on. So we'll see what happens.
Dude,
sure. I mean, obviously it's unfortunate.
One more
you
try.
Know, see the union. Obviously, that happened with your union. Is it really unfortunate? But you know, hopefully that you know we can respond and you know put good leadership in place.
So sounds like both have tires to sell. Yeah, I don't know. I got these white walls I gotta sell. Yeah,
that is so sad to me.
Very.
Because isn't it, Lawrence? Because like I understand that these guys have everything else on their mind. They're doing up downs. They're doing practices. They're trying to do their jobs. But this is why the union gets taken advantage of the way it so often does.
It's disappointing to me because of who the two guys are. Like those are two guys that I have a tremendous amount of respect for because they're thoughtful and they're the perfect guys to be up front as far as union leadership inside that locker room goes. But you're right. Like these are the things, and this is the stuff that Dominique Foxworth talks about all the time, where getting people to engage, like understanding why this is important. Now, maybe they just didn't want to talk out of school, and I can respect that. But considering that over the last couple of weeks, the whole world has been learning about what the problems have been inside of the NFLPA, I am shocked at the responses and very disappointed in the responses from those two guys.
Yeah, I was mostly just surprised. I had a certain amount of sympathy because you could tell both were just like haven't had time to put this together. And I would imagine it's something that those guys will eventually take more seriously, but they just weren't ready for that, I guess, one thing at a time.
I think one thing leads to the other. Like you can have the sympathy or the empathy of like how busy they are, but like this is how a leadership void. But this is how the leadership void happens is because, like, you know, here it is in a moment when they got other fish to fry. But I hear you, Lawrence. Yeah, there's a responsibility to step up. I hear you.
Groats, any nuggets and or tidbits?
Yeah, let me see some things that we did not get to. First of all, I should tell you guys about what went down at left tackle today. And the first person playing left tackle today was Braxton Jones. That was, though, and remember we learned this at the beginning of the report, that was against air. So he was in there first, but then when it got real seven, or I should say in full team and 11-on-11, Ozzie Trapillo got the first shot at it, and then Karan Amagaji, those two pretty faithfully seem to rotate those spots. So that's how it went down there. As I said a couple times throughout this report, Ben Johnson back in front of the media tomorrow, bright and early. With Jalen Johnson out, guys, Nashawn Wright was the one to fill in. The Bears acquired him over the offseason, not Terrell Smith, which I thought was interesting. He did miss some time in the offseason program, but there's also this thing that happens with new coaches when they come to teams. Things start to separate themselves. They have their guys. So I'm just wondering if he's going to play a more prominent role. We shall see. And then the last thing I have written down here was that number 26, J.P. Richardson out of TCU, had the catch of the day today. Goes deep, absolutely had to lay out to make a catch from the burpee king himself, Tyson Bagent. Oh, and then one other thing from T.J. Edwards. He says that the rookie linebackers, including Ruben Hippolyte, really good at bringing in a massive box of snacks today on day one. However, T.J. Edwards critical of the fact that they did not bring in sunflower seeds. Guys, athletes need their damn sunflower seeds. That's all I'll say.
Groats, great job. Thanks for the overtime today. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, guys. Talk to you later.
Bears. That's Mark Grody. He covers the Bears for us, and he will continue to do so. We are in the middle of camp, and it's great. We need to take a timeout. Back after this on The Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Speaks, tell the people why you're out there at Wildfire.
I am out here at Wildfire for 670 The Score Baseball After Dark. Very cool. Layla did this with Football After Dark at the Gale Street Inn, the now departed Gale Street Inn, with Jalen Johnson and with DJ Moore last year. Now we're doing baseball, and I've got Michael Bush tonight. Very, very cool. And then 2 weeks from tonight, it'll be Matt Shaw. Me and Matt Shaw at Wildfire. That'll be down there in River North. Wildfire, brought to you by Huntington Bank. This place is packed. It's packed to capacity. This should be a very cool night.
The mic is so good. I actually could hear, like, the water glasses filling up. Like, it's great.
Dude, Lawrence, hors d'oeuvres were getting passed. And Ryan Porth, who drove me out here with
y'all
the
want
skills
some hors d'oeuvres?
Of a horse. Exactly. The skills of a horse and buggy driver from Nashville. Dude got caught behind a CTA bus at one point. I'm like, Ryan, they stop. They make stops, you know? Like, what are we doing
y'all's
here?
Y'all's got missed public a turn. Transportation here.
He missed a turn of 94, cost us six very precious minutes. Like, what the hell are we doing, man?
He's not but from anyway, here. Like, he doesn't know.
He's not.
I got you on the air.
Yeah, you did. You barely got me on the air. But I thought about grabbing hors d'oeuvres live during the second half of Mark Grody's hit. I held out against it, and I should be given an attaboy for that. For
you
holding
should
out.
Be given an attaboy. But tonight will be a lot of fun. Speed's going to have a good time talking with Michael Bush about all sorts of stuff. If you're in the area, you should go by. You should have dinner at Wildfire. It's a fantastic place. And I have been to the one in Wheeling, so you're going to get good eats there for sure. And you're going to get a little bit of baseball with Spiegs being out there for this. And thanks to Huntington Bank for Baseball After Dark and being a sponsor with us when we have Nico on as well. Thanks to the crew. Great job today. Thanks for listening. We know that you probably had your windows up and the AC on crank if you were in the car. We appreciate you for that, or those of you that stayed in your office and were like, I brought lunch today because I'm not walking outside because it's hot. It's damn hot. Africa hot. We appreciate you for all of that. We do.
I'll try one of the meatballs.
Yeah, you will.
Here we go. Oh, meatball down. I dropped one. Hang on. Here you go, Lawrence. I recommend the spicy meatballs at Wildfire.
It's a spicy meatball, for sure. For Alex, for Tanny, for my partner, Matt Spiegel, who is enjoying meatballs. I'm Lawrence Holmes.
Delicious.
Saying thank you so much for your love and support of this show. Full boat.
Goodbye,
show tomorrow, 2 until 6. And Spiegs is going to have thoughts after talking to Michael Bush. So we've got you all set on Spiegel and Holmes tomorrow here on The Score.
All right, we apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for that presentation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.